Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, a dangerous addiction with Nate Adams.
Desamorphine, or dihydrooxymorphine, is an opioid, like morphine or heroin. That means it is a powerful painkiller, but like morphine and heroin, it is also highly addictive. It was originally synthesized in 1932 and patented in 1934 by American chemist Dr. Lyndon Frederick Small. Dr. Small was financed by the then Division of Medical Sciences of the National Research Council to discover or invent a drug which would do for medicine everything which the habit-forming drugs do, yet not cause the habit itself. National governments and the League of Nations, the precursor to the United Nations, were worried about the increasing use of drugs of abuse in society. They wanted to reduce medical dependence on addictive drugs so they could then suppress their manufacture. Inspired by the discovery of Novocaine, a safer version of cocaine which didn't display the same addictive properties, they wanted to sidestep the addictive nature of morphine. Dr. Small's method involved modifying the functional groups of the morphine molecule in the hope of decreasing undesirable addictive effects while increasing the pain-relieving effects. His work produced many research papers and new promising leads, including the drugs metoprolol and monoacetylmorphine, as well as desamorphine. Clinical studies of desamorphine showed that the drug was 8 to 10 times more potent than morphine, requiring lower doses for pain relief, muscle relaxation, sedation, and euphoria, as well as decreasing the nausea and respiratory depression associated with the use of morphine. Although these were positive outcomes from the research, use of the drug also quickly leads to addiction. In fact, it showed an increased potential for dependence compared with morphine. Desamorphine was briefly commercially produced by Roche in the 1940s under the trade name Permanent and was used for post-operative pain relief due to its quick onset and decreased respiratory depression, but was found to have a short shelf life and was removed from the market in 1952. That might have been it for desamorphine, as these problems left little reason to invest and market such a product. But the story doesn't end there. In recent years, desamorphine has emerged as a substitute for heroin in Russia. You might have heard of the street name of desamorphine, crocodile, supposedly named after the nasty side effects it has on a user's skin. I don't recommend doing a Google search. The pictures are awful. A side effect of the Russian government's attempt to restrict the flow of heroin from Afghanistan led to a massive increase in the street price of heroin, which rose to between 20 to 60 pounds a dose. When a synthetic substitute is offered for only 2 pounds, the results can be catastrophic. The chemicals required to make clandestine kitchen-grade desamorphine are readily available in Russia. Codeine, a painkiller related to morphine, can readily be bought over-the-counter at pharmacies, and the remaining reagents, including iodine, lighter fluid, petrol, and matches, can easily be bought. The codeine is boiled in paint thinner, and then a salt is precipitated out by adding hydrochloric acid. This is then dissolved in gasoline and mixed with iodine and red phosphorus from matchboxes. The resulting crude concoction may contain some desamorphine, but will also contain large amounts of dangerous contaminants, including heavy metals, iodine, and phosphorus. The side effects of crocodile injection include immediate damage to blood vessels, muscles, and bone, and eventual organ failure. Iodine can damage the thyroid and cause muscle atrophy. Phosphorus will damage cartilage. Other side effects include inflammation of the liver and kidneys, as well as brain damage. Users quickly develop large abscesses and inflamed blood vessels, leading to gangrene and tissue death. It's not pretty. As with the highly addictive crystal methamphetamine, produced because of the readily available precursors in cold and flu medication, crocodile is an unintended result of a number of factors combining. It's an unhappy twist in the tale of a drug produced as a byproduct of research into non-addictive morphine substitutes.
Twists and turns indeed. Sheffield University's Nate Adams there with the medicinal street chemistry of desamorphine. Now, next week, another turn of genders.
In 1970, marine biologist Stephen Blaber made an unsettling discovery on beaches around the British Isles. He had been collecting sea snails, known as dog whelks, to try and find out why they were disappearing from their normal range. Blaber examined female whelks and saw that something very strange was going on. They were sprouting male genitalia.
Discover why this was happening with Helen Scales in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.